Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God, amen, for another day, another morning, amen, to time to talk about it. Praise the Lord, amen. I'm sitting in for our host, amen, Apostle Gloria Porter. I'm Bishop John Porter. Thank God, amen, for Sister Diane. And we thank God, amen, for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord have brought us thus far by faith. And his grace and mercy is able to carry us on. We have so much to be thankful for. Amen. We do honor the Lord, who's the head of our lives. He's been so good to us. He's been better to us than we have been to ourselves. Ain't that right? Man, ain't you glad, amen? You know, it's good to be here. Praise the Lord, amen. We just thank God. We just thank God, amen. We got our little prophet here today, amen. Prophet Nathan, man, is with us today. Amen. He's looking. We just thank God for him. We thank God, amen, for God's people everywhere. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, we know, amen, that it's praying time, amen, and Sister Diane is getting ready, amen, to take us to the Lord. I really know, amen, he is a praying God. Amen. He said, why you yet calling, he will answer. See, why be yet speaking, he will hear. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we serve a God of the living and not the dead. He's always there, and he is a praying God. Whatever the situation, whatever the problem or condition in our lives, praise the Lord. Our Lord and Savior, praise God, have a promise for us. Man, we can trust God's word. If he spoke it, he's able to perform it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I mean, it's praying time. Amen. We are living in dangerous time, challenging time. Dangers all around us. Praise God. But, oh, man, we can ask our Lord and Savior to dispatch our angel. It's the rest, rule and abide with us. Praise God. We ever needed to stand fast now. It's time now. Amen. Get on our post and be steadfast, unmovable, but always abiding in the work of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. At this time, amen, we're going to turn it over to Sister Diane to take us to the throne of grace. Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We thank you, Lord Father, for this day, Lord Father. Father, for we have learned not to take nothing or no one for granted, Lord Father. And we thank you, Lord Father, how you woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord Father. Being able to do, Lord Father, not just for ourselves, but for others as well, Lord Father. We say thank you. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness, Lord, and those that we are praying for, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, Lord, Father, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, we lay, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, and what they're in need of. Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father, some ask for need for prayer for themselves. Father, for others, Lord, Father, as we touch and agree right now, Lord Father, we are thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, We hold before you Elizabeth, Lord Father. We ask you to continue to touch her, Lord Father. Continue to touch her body right now. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father, we speak strength to her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to touch her son, Lord Father. Touch Richie right now, Lord Father. You have done so much for him, Lord Father. You brought him so far, Lord Father. We thank you for hearing the prayers right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, you know all that's in her heart, Lord Father, and how she continue, Lord Father, to walk, Lord Father. Father, and don't mind, Lord Father, sharing the gospel, Lord Father. We ask you right now to continue to strengthen Sister Elizabeth right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch her brother right now, Lord Father, as we speak healing to his body right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Williams, Lord Father. Father, touch her right now, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Heavenly Father, as we pray, Lord Father, for a kidney for her right now, Lord Father. Father, work it out for her. Father, we thanking you, we glorifying, and we magnifying you, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ernest Thomas, Lord Father, that has kidney failure, Lord Father. Father, touch him right now, Lord Father. Touch his body right now. Touch his kidneys right now, Lord Father. Father, touch all those that are going through dialysis, Lord Father, or chemo right now, Lord Father. Father, as it takes so much out of them, Lord Father, but Father, we know that they can do it with your strength, Lord Father. Renew their strength right now in the name of Jesus as you continue to touch and heal their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Felicia, DeAndre, Janelle, and Ariana, Lord Father. Father, as we pray against bullying, Lord Father, we praying for peace in the home right now, Lord Father. And Father, we praying for their salvation right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we come against that spirit of bullying right now, Lord Father, that takes place in schools, in homes, Lord Father, on jobs right now in the name of Jesus. And we cancel that assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, stand for their angels, Lord Father, to set around them, Lord Father. Father, strengthening them, Lord Father, fighting on their behalf right now, Lord Father. Father, let us teach our children, Lord Father, to call upon you in the time of need, Lord Father. Teach them, O God, how to pray right now to you, Lord Father, like never before, covering themselves, Lord Father, under the blood, Lord Father, dispatching their warring and minister angels to go before them, Lord. Father God, knowing, Lord Father, that we're in a war right now, Lord Father. We're in a spiritual war right now, a war that you cannot fight in the natural right now, Lord Father. So, Father, let us, Lord Father, teach our children right now, Lord Father, how to war, Lord Father. Teaching them your word right now in the name of Jesus, the word that you give to us that have the power, Lord Father. Oh, Father, touch your people today, Lord. Oh, God, they need you like never before, Lord Father. Touch right now. Strengthen those that are weak and are ready to give up, Lord Father. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We speak strength to them right now, Lord Father, that they may look up, Lord Father God. Speak life right now in the name of Jesus. Use the word, Lord Father God, to strengthen themselves right now in the name of Jesus, to encourage themselves right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we just say thank you, Lord. Father, we hold before you our apostle, Lord, Father, Apostle Porter, Lord. Father, we thank you for what you're doing for her and have done for her and about to do for her, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now how you continue to keep her covered under the blood, Lord, Father, and your hedge of protection round about her, Lord, Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord, Father, for we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, Father. And Father, we are calling those things that are not as though they are right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Touch our listeners right now. You know what they're in need of, Lord, Father. Do it for them, Lord, Father. Father, let them not be ashamed if they need prayer, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, if they want to give their life to you, Lord, let them not be afraid to call in, Lord, Father, and press that one, Lord, Father. It's no time now to be afraid or ashamed, Lord, Father. Father, for the safest place is in you, Lord, Father, in your ark of safety, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, how you continue, Lord, Father, to keep us out of harm's way, Lord, Father. Father, as we come against this COVID and all the other strains that are attached to it right now, we pushed it right back to the pits of hell, Lord, Father. Father, and all the strains and everything right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to take control right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, just have your way right now. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in homes right now, Lord. See the blood, Lord, Father, just like you passed over the children of Israel when you saw the blood, Lord, Father. The dead angels passed them by, Lord, Father. Father, see the blood today right now, Lord, Father. Father, see the blood, Lord, Father. Father, protecting us, Lord, Father, from every sickness and disease right now, Lord, Father. We cancel premature death right now in the name of Jesus, rendering it null and void, Lord, Father. Father, we come against that spirit of suicide right now, Lord, Father, and we render that null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We cancel that assignment right now, Lord, Father. Touch that person right now that is ready to give up on their life, Lord, Father. And, Father, we speak life to them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, letting them know, Lord, Father, that if nobody else loved them, oh God, you love them, Lord, Father, for you send your only begotten Son, Lord, Father, God, to die on that cross, Lord, Father, for our sins, Lord, Father. So, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for touching the mind of that person right now, Lord. Father God, touch, Lord, Father God, your fivefold ministry right now, oh God. Help them to continue to stand, Lord, Father God, upon your word, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for your true man and woman of God that are standing today, Lord, Father. Still, Lord, Father, preaching what thus say the Lord, Lord, Father. Father, those, Lord, Father, that are preaching, Lord, Father, teaching, Lord, Father, warning and preparing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, bless them in a mighty and a special way, Lord, Father. Father, let their congregation, Lord, Father, rise up and pray for their leaders, for you say we ought to pray for our leaders, Lord, Father. So, Father, I pray for my leaders right now, Lord, Father, my apostle, my bishop, my pastor, Lord, Father, and I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord. Keep that hedge of protection round about them, Lord. Continue to strengthen them, Lord, Father, in this day, in this time, Lord. Continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them, Lord, Father. Pour it, Lord, Father God, over them right now, Lord, Father. Your anointing like never before, Lord, Father. touch right now, Lord Father. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord Father, and we're thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, touch Pastor Dungy right now, Lord Father. Touch her body right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We continue to speak healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, as she too, Lord Father, come forth with the word, Lord Father. Use her, Lord Father. Open her eyes right now, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we just glorify and magnify your name right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing, have done, and about to do right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, how you touched those that had COVID, Lord Father. Father, how you touched their bodies right now, Lord Father. Father, didn't have to go to the hospital, Lord Father. Yes. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching and healing their bodies right now, Lord Father. For you are that best physician, Lord Father. Father, we continue, Lord Father, to touch and agree, Lord Father God, with everyone in the prayer list, Lord Father, the personal prayer list or a church prayer list, Lord Father. We thanking you for your will being done, Lord Father. Father, we looking forward, Lord Father, for that miracle right now, Lord Father. Father, do it, Lord Father. We know, Lord Father, that you still perform miracles and nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father, if we continue to trust and believe in you right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, as I hold before you Bishop Porter, Lord Father, I ask you to decrease him right now, Lord Father, as you increase in him, Lord Father. Let him let go and let you have your perfect way in him, Lord Father, as he bring forth the word, Lord Father. Use him right now, Lord. Father God, no more of him, but more of you, Lord Father. Touch the hearts and the ears, Lord Father God, of your people, Lord Father, that they may receive the word, Lord Father. Father, not just hear it, Lord Father, receive it, Lord Father, and apply it right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen again. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, did you hear your name call? And if you didn't, praise God, it's because you did not call us. Amen. And get your name on the prayer list. Praise the Lord. Amen. Prayer is universal. Amen. It's for all of us. Amen. We don't mind praying. Calling your name out, praise God. Man, whatever the situation of the condition, whatever is going on in your lives, amen. And we all have something going on. Come on now. Praise the Lord, amen. We all got something. Praise God, amen. Amen. There's nothing going on. You better check your salvation. Come on now. Amen. Come on. Man, we are living in challenging times. They want to call it challenging now. I don't care what you call it. You're going to have some of it. Come on. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, yes. Praise God. Man, it's everything. You know, you don't, that's when you praise God the more. Man, when nothing is going on, you're praising more. Amen. The old folks used to say you send up your timber. Man, and when you get where you can't, amen, then God remember. Hmm? Oh, help me, Lord. Amen. Thank God that we got a Lord that always got us on his mind. Man, he won't do like folk. Praise God. He'll love you. He ain't going to love you today and forget about you tomorrow. Amen. He's going to love you always. He's going to love you always. Praise the Lord. Oh, we can praise the Lord. All right. Let me give you a little word. Amen. For the day, self-knowledge is the first step towards self-control. Self-discipline is the pathway to self-development. Self-sacrifice is the gateway to self-discovery. Oh, I like that. No, this is all talking about me, myself, and I. Huh? Self-knowledge is the first step toward self-control. Self-discipline is the pathway to self-development. And self-sacrifice is the gateway to self-discovery. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God, amen, for the word there today. Praise the Lord. And yesterday we talked about a call to commitment. A call to commitment. And we're going to continue to talk about a call to commitment. Praise the Lord. Have you did that commitment to Christ? And if you have, we have to continue to stay committed. Praise the Lord. And how do we continue to stay committed to our Lord and our Savior? And that's what we're going to go a little bit further today into that. How do we stay, praise the Lord? And I'm going to give you six reasons. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to find you a pen or a pencil and get you some paper. And man, we want to ask you to go along with us to jot some notes today. We is going to just do a lot of teaching, praise God, on this scripture today. We're going to go a little further. And we're going to continue to stay in the book of Deuteronomy. We was in chapter 6 yesterday. But we're going to fast forward and we're going to go to chapter 8 today. Chapter 8, okay? You got that? Deuteronomy chapter 8. Praise the Lord. Amen. And to give you a recap on yesterday, we talked about a belief in only one God. Y'all, you remember that? You that was on, you that is just coming on, we talked about the only true and the living God. Mm-hmm. And Israel, the children of Israel, they believe in the true God after God spoke to them, after they received the, amen, the commandments, the law from God. Man, they know that God was a spirit. Praise God. All right? Now, we also talked about, man, that he was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. The insight was to believe in him. And it was embedded in him. Then we talked about how God instructed Moses to tell them to tell and instruct their children. Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now I think we talked about that yesterday. How are you instructing your children today? Are you telling them to, are teaching them the ways of God? Are you doing that? If you're not, then you're not fully committed. And when you are fully committed, the Word of God tells us that God gives children parents, a mother and a father, and God holds parents accountable. We even talked about that oftentimes what people are doing, they's putting a lot of responsibility on the church and also in these schools. See? And we said that it began where? In the home. Am I right? See? Love began at home and then abroad. See? So we also talked about how we should train up a child or your children in the way that they should go, in the way of the Lord, and they would not depart from it. We talked about that. I'm just giving you a recap of what we talked about on yesterday. But today, we're going to go in chapter 8, and you'll find these words. Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land on which the Lord swore to your fathers. I'm going to stop right there. Notice how God's word is always present tense. See? That's why he is God yesterday, he is God today, and he is God forevermore. Every commandment. Notice Moses said every commandment. We got to remember the Lord our God, who made the heaven and made the earth. And it's funny how we get so caught up and we forget about the Lord that woke us up in the morning. Are you one of them? And if you are, you're not being committed now. He woke you up this morning, but he didn't put your clothes on. He gave you the strength to do that. Are you one that when you woke up, did you thank the Lord for another day that you hadn't seen before? Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful. Notice what God is telling Moses to say. Careful to do what? To observe. That you may do what? Live and you will multiply. If you don't forget about the Lord thy God. And you put him first. God wants to be loved first. And this is what I'm going to talk about in these six reasons today when I get to them. I'm going to give you six reasons. That's why I asked you to get you a pencil and get you some paper or a pen. And we're going to jot these things down. And we want you to meditate on them. Because it's very important to our walk with our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, he said, go and possess the land which the Lord spoke to your fathers. He said, go and possess it. See? He put us in a good land. And we know that we are in a good land. Did you know there's no shortage in our nation, the United States of America, for nothing? Come on now. Huh? Now, what way is you choosing? I'm asking a question. What way is you choosing? Because we are living in a land of plentiful. There ain't no shortage. I don't care what they say. When you are committed to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he always will supply what? All our needs according to what? His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So now what are you dwelling on when you are committed? Do you believe the word of God? Do you trust God to know that he will, give you more than enough that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord spoke to your father? That's a promise. See? So now what you dwelling on? See, when you're not committed, you can always dwell on the situation and the conditions. But then when you are committed, you go dwell on the promise. Behind every trial and tribulations and trouble in our lives, our Lord and Savior have a promise for us. Okay? Now, verse 2 says, and you shall remember the Lord your God, who led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. You see that? Now, do you remember the Lord God? See? How he has brought you thus far by faith? And that's what we're going to talk about. How many know that obedience is better than sacrifice? 40 years he led them through the wilderness. See? Obedience. And I'm going to give you six reasons, okay, to know what was in your heart, whether you will keep his commandments or not. Number one, tell us to obey God's commandments, we should do this. Number one, you obey from the what? Heart. We talked about that here in Bible study the other night. By loving him more than any relationship, are you writing it down? Any activity, any accomplishment or possession. Oh, y'all hear that? Notice now, we'll put just about every one of them before our Lord and Savior. Are y'all with me? Oh, I'm going to say them again, okay? Oh, you missed them, I'm going to give them to you again. Now, if we're going to obey from our hearts, we got by loving him more than any relationship, activities. Oh, you know that entertainment. Come on now, don't get quiet on me here. Achievement or possession. See? Not that we can't do these things. He wants us to have all that and some more. But when you are committed, you're going to love the Lord thy God first from your heart. And we're going to go in the next five. I say I had six. That's number one. Okay? Okay, somebody say they need it again. I'm going to go over them again. I'm going to take my time. Okay? By loving him more than these now. Relationship. And not your husband, not your wife, not your children, not your job, but him. Okay? Activity. See? You're taking your children to soccer, basketball, and all these type of stuff because you want them to be in something than in the house of the Lord. You're going to aerobics. You're going to bingo on Sunday instead of in the house of God. And then some church got bingo in them. Uh-oh, y'all got quiet now. Achievements. Sure, you have goals that you have set. But when you put God first, God will give you favor, divine favor. Am I right, Sister Diane?
Amen.
God will give you favor with man and also continues with him. He always have a way that is mighty sweet. Or your possession. See? So we have to be careful that we shouldn't put these things before our Lord and Savior. But when you are committed, see, all these things be added. That's why Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and all these other things will be added. Okay? All right, number two. All right, y'all with me? Our will. Now, what is your will? By committing ourselves completely to him. Y'all hear that? What we talking about? A call to what? Commitment. See? See? Our will. See? From the heart. When you are committed from the heart, where your will going to be? Your will be committed ourselves completely to him. That's powerful. Oh, I like that. You see that? You're not going to complain, and it ain't going to be no strain on you. Well, I got to go to church. I got to. No. You're going to be willing. You're going to have a willing heart. You're going to have a willing mind to serve the true and the living God. Why? Because it's in you. And what's in you going to come out of you. Praise the Lord. All right. Y'all got that one? Okay. All right. I'm glad you're going along with me. Good. Number three, our minds. First, we started off with what? The heart, the will. Now, number three, our minds. Where's your mindset? By seeking to know him and his word. So, his principles and values from the foundation of all we think, all we think and do. I know that's kind of long. I'm going to go back over it again for you. Our minds by seeking to know him and his word. See, when you read it, you just don't read it. You meditate on it. You take it in. Because this is what's going to stand now. This is what we're going to need to continue to stay committed. It's his word. We can trust his word. So the principles and values form the foundation of all we think and do. See where it's at? You're going to find peace in the word of God. You're going to find comfort. Whatever you need, you're going to have to find it in the word of God. That's why you need to read it. You need to study it. You need to meditate on it. That's what he told Joshua. Don't go to the left, not to the right. Huh? Ain't that what he told him? He said, and when you do these things, then you'll find you'll prosper and have good success. See? When you are committed. All right. I'm going to go over it one more time because I know it's kind of long. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to take my time with it. By seeking to know him and his word. You got to know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but what? By me. See? So, his principles and his values form the foundation of all that we think and also what we do. You see that? Now, you see where our comfort is? You see where our peace is? Even in the word, he tells us, he said, the peace I give unto you, not as the world. Now, you know it's trouble in the world. You know it's all kind of problems, situation. You ain't safe nowhere but in Jesus Christ. He is the answer to our world today, to every problem in your life. Jesus. He is the author and the finisher, or should be, of your faith. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. All right. Number four. Our bodies, by recognizing that our strength, our talents, and sexual are given to us by God to be used for his pleasure and fulfillment according to his rules and not ours. I know it's kind of long. I'm going to go back over it again. But I want you to get these because it's very important to our walk, our daily walk, to stay committed to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Because we got an adversary. We got a spirit, praise God, that don't like us. Come on now. Kill, steal, and to destroy. And he's not after your house. He don't want that. He don't want your car. He want to destroy your faith. He want you to be committed to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. This is what he's after. He want you to take your eyes off the rock, and that rock is Jesus. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And that's what he's trying to take your focus off. He don't want you to be committed. He wants to put all this pleasure and all these other things in your eyesight where you can take your eyes off our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See? But you know what I like about amen, St. John 10:10. The Lord didn't stop there. That's why you have to take time and read, and every word is important. Jesus also said, but I come where you may have life and have it more abundantly. See that? See what he want to give you? He said, I want to make you the head and not the tail. He want to put you above and not beneath. He want to open doors that is closed in your face. And when you are truly committed and continue to stay committed, he said the door that he opened, no man can close. And that includes the devil, the thief. Oh, I'm glad about it. That's enough to make you shout right there. See? See, we got a God. You know what he said also? That when you commit it, the battle is not yours, but the battle is his. The battle is the Lord's. See that? See, when it get too rough, when it get too hot, he'll step right in the midst of your situation. If he did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he'll do it for you and I. If he did it for Daniel, when Daniel was in the lion's den, he'll do it for you and I. See, a lot of things come to try to eat us up, to try to take away whatever. But, oh, when you have been committed and clinging on through it all, you know that you trust the Lord Jesus Christ to bring you out. And he always have brought us out to bring us into something better. Oh, he did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He did it for Daniel. He'll do it for you and I. He's the same God. So I'm going to read that again. Our bodies. See? By recognizing that our strength, our talent, our sexual are given to us by God to be used for pleasure and fulfillment according to his rules and not ours. See? It's according to his rules. Say, when a man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing. You know, when in the beginning he said it's not good, he started off saying, after he said, let there be light, everything that he made, and he saw it was good. And then when he made Adam, and Adam there by himself, he said, it's not good for man to be alone. So I'm going to give him a helpmate. See that? See how good God is to give you some company? You have somebody to talk with, to share your thoughts with, a companion to be by your side. Praise God. His way. See, so that's what he's saying here, according to his rules and not ours. Now folk want to make up their own rules. They want to do it all kind of ways. Come on now, you know what I'm talking about here. Okay? So now let's think about it. Do you think our Lord and Savior is pleased when you break his commandments? So that's what we were talking about. So are you committed? Now we started off, he said in verse number 1 in chapter 8, every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe. Look at that. So are you doing that? Are you breaking his commandments? You said in your own way. Nobody tell me what to do. Don't look at me. Don't tell me what to do and leave me alone. Is that you? So he also said, oh God, in his word, present our bodies what? A living sacrifice unto God. That's our what? Reasonable service. And when you commit it, that's not hard. His words say the way is hard to the transgressor when you want to break it. See? Then you're miserable. Then nothing going right. See? Nothing work out. Because you're going against the will of God with your bodies. So that's what we started off with, the heart. We talked about the will. Talked about the mind. And all this make up you, your body. See? All right? Number 5. Our finance. I told you I had 6 for you. I didn't know that God can take little and make much. He can take little and make much. The finances set up, when you commit it, you don't have a problem paying your 10%. Because you trust God to take care the rest. He said, will a man rob God? He said, this whole nation have robbed me. And they asked the question, how we have robbed you? He said, in tithes and offering. Are you one of them? You got a job. And guess what? He asking for a tenth. And he give you the other 90%. See? He always, praise God, can make a way out of no way for us. Now, we're going to talk about the finance by deciding that all of the resources we have is ultimately come from him. Have you thought about that? That all of it come from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? It's come from him. He said, without me, you can do nothing. You thought about that? Suppose you didn't have the strength where you could go to your job. What you going to do then? Who you going to depend on then? What kind of resources that you going to have to turn to? They'll do it for a while, and then they want to quit and then want to kick it to the curb. But when God give it to you and give you favor, he's going to work it out for you. So our finance, by deciding all the resources we have is ultimate, come from God, and that we are to be manager of our finance and not on us. Always acknowledge that it's God that give us our finance. And you're going to bless the Lord first and foremost. He want the first fruit. And that's what he says, Sister Diane. He want the first fruit. And when you commit it, you don't have a problem with that one. See? He'll take care of the bill collectors. He'll take care of whatever. When you bless the Lord. And you don't do it grievous. Well, I got to do this. No. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Are you willing and obedient with your finance? See, so that's what we're talking about today. We being committed. Praise the Lord. All right. And the last one, number six, our future. By deciding to make service to God and man, the main purpose of our lives is work. Our future. Where you're heading? What is your desire? What is your goal? Have you sought the Lord? Lord, would you have me to do thus and so? Lord, not my will, but thy will be done for my life. And you know when you are committed, truly committed, he'll give you your heart desire. Yes, he will. St. Mark 11 and 22 said, have faith in God. See? And he'll give you the desires of your heart. Yes, he will. He wants to put you, amen. It's time now that we ever needed to cry loud and spare not. It's time now. Okay? I'm going to go over one more time. The heart. That's number one. Number two, our will. Number three, our minds. Number four, our bodies. Number five, our finance. And number six, our future. See how all of it tie in to your daily walk in our lives? See? It ties in to our daily walk. You see? We trust the word of God, praise God. He always bring us out. He did it for the children of Israel. In verse number 2, he said, and you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years. You see that? In the wilderness to humble you and test you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. See, let me say this. Your faith is going to be tested. Faith is going to be tried. And the devil ain't doing all this stuff. God tests you too. He already knows what's in your heart. He already knows what's in your mind because he is God. See? But when you truly commit it, you're going to be like Brother Job. He said, though he slay me, yet I'm going to trust him. You see that? See, when you commit it, well, why are you going through all that? Why are you going, hey, don't listen to all that. See, my God is able to bring me out. See, when you truly commit it, you're going to say these things. Even though I'm going through, my God is able to do abundantly and above that all that I can ask or think according to the power that lies within me, because greater that is in me than he that is in the world. See that? See? When you commit it, scripture going to come up. But when you haven't read and studied the word of God, you got, and you don't know what's in there, this is why you go to pieces and go off the deep end. See? What I told you earlier, see how the enemy wanted to destroy your faith? See? I don't know why you read that. You look what you're going through. It ain't nothing changed. And if you dwell on all that negative thought there, guess what? You looking at it, it ain't changed. That's a fact. But oh, when you walk by faith, praise the Lord. You don't have to. Amen. Stop nothing. He give you the strength while you're going through when you stand up for what is right in righteousness. In the name of Jesus. Verse number 3. So he humbled you. He allowed you to hunger. See what he done? See, ain't no devil doing this. Come on now. I want y'all, you're with me, right? See? See, he's telling Moses to tell them what he is doing to allow you to hunger. See, sometimes you may not have food on your table. Does that mean God don't want you to have nothing? It's testing time. You know what? When you is committed, true committed, they say a faith walk, you know what you do? They say you get your pot and put some water in and put the pot on the stove. Get the water to boiling. And when God see that, he's going to send somebody by with something. Oh, I believe that. Now, you always have something. We always have something. God ain't going to never, those that are committed, going to leave you without. Y'all remember the widow woman that had lost her husband? And she was in what? Great debt. Am I right, Sister Diane? The bill collectors calling her day and night, left, right, and center, wanted to take her children and make the slave make them work off the debt. And she went to the man of God, the prophet, say, I'm in trouble here. I need help. And he asked her one question, what do you have in your house? She said, I got nothing but a pot of oil. Now I'm going to ask you what you got in your house. You got something. Sit there and tell me, I ain't got this and I ain't got that. If you, I tell you what, you may have the end of the bread. You got something. People don't like the ends of the bread. You know what? That ain't too bad when you put some butter on it. Come on now. But you got something in there. You got something that you can sell and get you a little piece of change. You got something in your house. Say that you ain't got nothing. You got something. You know what people doing now? They're going around picking up empty cans, crushing them up, and then they go and that's what they do, Sister Diane, and they sell them. And this is always something that you can do. There's always something. Yeah, you can. And God can take that little, what you are doing, and can make much out of it. Now, he allowed you to hunger, and he fed you with manna. Now, he may not send nothing down from heaven, but he always will provide. Some kind of way or another, he will provide for you. You are in a ministry. God will move up on somebody to come and put something in your hand.
Amen.
See, God always help a way to encourage your heart. Oh, yes, he will. He'll do it. He will encourage your heart in the name of Jesus. He fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man should not live by bread alone, but live by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of the Lord. You see that? See how good God is? He just don't want us to live on bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of God. At the word. Are you searching the scriptures? He says, search the scriptures, for in them you may think you have eternal life. You got to read the word. Put them novels down. You got to read them stories. Get into the word and search out the scriptures and see what's in there. It's a lot of in them songs. David just didn't write songs just for comfort, but for things that was going on in his life. Many of the songs David wrote before people even know his name. He was keeping sheep on the backside of the mountains. And after tending to the sheep, and they was all tended and resting there, David pulled out his pad and began to write, meditating on the Lord, wrote many of the songs. At the 150, David wrote between 72 and 73 of the songs, of the situations and then what he went through in his life, even when he slew Goliath and took his own sword and cut his head off. You know what he recited? The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. See? That song is a song of victory. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes just when you're going to recite it, you should get it in your heart, get it in your soul, in your mind. See, that's why the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. He meditated on the Lord. He wrote songs. He was a musician. He put God first. David loved the Lord. What about you? See, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of the Lord. That's powerful. Look at the promise when you commit it. Now, you that still kind of wishy-washy, and, well, I done heard that before. You know what he say about you? He reign on the unjust like he do the just. He yet love you. He yet giving you a chance. He yet saying, whosoever will, let them come. And if you come, he said, he will in no wise cast you out. He yet with outstretched arm. He yet beckon. He yet saying, come. well, I ain't made up my mind, I ain't had enough fun. The devil ain't gonna never let you make up your mind and have enough fun. He's gonna show you all that pleasure out there. Well, you're gonna miss this if you go into church. He's gonna show you all these things that you could be doing. You have more fun if you go to the beach. You have more fun if you go to the theme park. You have more fun. And that's what Israel was doing. Israel was looking at them seven nations that they were surrounded by. You know what they say? The old folk used to say the grass always looked greener on the other side. Like they was having more fun. See? Why we got to keep this? Why we got to keep that? If that's you, why I got to be in church every Sunday? I don't been in church, they be in church too long. If you one of them complainers? I got to go to my job. But this coronavirus now is everywhere now. Now they fighting about that. Are you one of them ones don't want to wear your mask and fighting about that? I want my children to do this. I don't want my dad. Always anti. Are you one of them? Well, don't get mad and upset now. I'm just speaking the truth. See? And that's what's going on. And that's what Israel was doing. The more God did for them, the more they complained. The more they find fault, the more they gripe and murmur at the leader Moses. You know what murmuring is? Up underneath your voice. I wish they shut up. Like some of you, you know, when you cut me off, you just hang up. That ain't going to stop the word from going forth. You heard enough that it's written in the Lamb Book of Life. Yeah. And when you bow before the Lord, you're going to say, you remember the day that you hung up? See? You don't think it's going to come up again. But it is. See, I go deeper than that. Everybody in the graveyard up to this point had a chance to hear what thus said the Lord. Now, that's heavy. Oh, I don't believe that. Oh, yes, it is. That's why we own here. And, you know, and this broadcast is going to all four corners of the world. And he said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. I don't want to hear that. I don't believe that. That's your problem. It's coming up again. But I thank God. I'm a believer. I trust God. I have every day been Sunday? No. Praise God. But I thank God I dwell on the promises. I know that I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. Oh, I thank God for it. Praise the Lord. And he promised me that he'll make a way. I believe that. What about you today? All right? All right, let's go to verse 4. Your garments. Now, see how good God is? Now, he said that we shouldn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Now, he's going to tell you what you put on. Your garments did not wear out on you. Now, that's a long time not to go to a store to buy something. 40 years, their clothes did not even wear out. You don't tell me God can't preserve your clothes? He did it for the children of Israel. He'll do it for you and I. Your garment did not wear out on you, nor did your feet swell these 40 years. Now you know they ain't had no car now. They ain't have no Uber driver. They had no buses. Come on, y'all. The transportation was their feet in the desert out there running around with them scorpions and snakes and everything else, and out there God preserved them. At night they ain't had no street lights. But you know what? them that is led and committed to the Lord. Praise God. God always had a way. They had a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Where they could see where they was going. Some of us can't walk around the corner and your feet be hurting. Come on now. Sweating, tired. All right, number five. You should know in your heart, look what the word's saying, that as a man chases his son, so the Lord, your God, chases you. See, he will correct you. See, you know what the word say? It's a terrible thing to fall up under the hands of an angry God. So but look at our nation now. I am so divided and so much hatred. One culture against another culture. You know who makes slaves? Man. God made man. Man makes slaves. That shit ought to be. He put us all here together to love ye one another. That's what he left with his disciples, that you love ye one another as I have loved you. He said to the rich should take care of the poor. You think they doing? I said, some of you, not all. Huh? But it's enough money in our nation. Ain't no shortage in our nation. I know, especially for no money. Come on now. And he's saying you should know in your heart that a man chases his son. Now, we chastise our children. But now our law says now you can't whip them. If you beat them, then they put you in jail. But during my day, when we come up, we couldn't talk back in these schools like these children do today. We got one in the school, and then when they call home, we got another one. See? Well, it turned out too bad. But now it's a different. It needs to be explained. It's a different in abusing your child than chastising your child. That's why that's not explained in the court of law. Now, we are in the laws of the land. We that is committed to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we're going to obey the laws of the land. We're not going to break the law. Why? Because we're going to obey God's laws. We're not going to go against the laws of the land. Why? We have a mind and a spirit of obedience. Are y'all listening to me? We don't fight against that. We have religious rights too. It's my right to believe in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you wanted to believe in whoever, that's you. But don't get upset with me because I love the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on now. Don't you think that's fair? I believe that's fair game. Don't you think, Sister Diane? Amen. All right. I mean, that's my God-given right now. But why are you going to get mad with me? I ain't mad with you. I'm going to pray for you. We ought to pray ye for one another. But I tell you what. When we bow before God, somebody going to be wrong. And I'm going to believe what the word of God say, that he is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all wrapped up in one. Now, I'm going to die with that one. Now, if you want to believe in whosoever, that's you. But somebody going to miss it. But I'm going to take my chances with the word of God. That's what I'm going to stay with. I'm going to be committed to that. And I advise you that are listening to the sound of my voice, our Lord and Savior in St. John 14:6, if you're keeping notes, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So are you listening to me? Oh, praise the Lord. So when we do that, everything going to be all right. But like I say, somebody going to be an arrow now. Because the word say every knee got to bow. Every tongue got to confess that Jesus is Lord. So somebody going to be in error. Somebody going to be wrong. So I take my chances, Sister Diane, with the word of God. What about you? Okay. Sister Diane says she's taking her chances with the word of God. All right. Let me get a little further here. All right. Verse 6, therefore you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his way. Y'all hear that? And to fear him. Now, the word said, don't fear the one that can just kill the body, but fear the man that can kill both body and soul. Now, that's the word of God. So what side are you looking at, or who you believe? I'm going to believe the Lord. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments. See, we got to keep God's laws. And if we keep God's laws, we're going to keep the laws of the land. I just told you that. We ain't going to have no problem with the laws of the land. See, we might not agree with it, but that's why we pray for our leaders that God have placed over us. God know they're going to be there before they did, before we even voted or whatever you're doing. See? So you ain't got to do all this stuff that they doing out here now, you know? See? Want to kill somebody. What are you going to kill? Because of their belief and their political whatever. See? That's why we are in a democracy land. See? Ain't you glad about that? That God, man, he give us freedom? The people yet don't want you to be free. Why? You say, whom I set free is free indeed. So, God wants you to be free. See? We don't have to, so you speak and keep it moving. What's wrong with speaking? We ain't associating. I just spoke. You go your way, I go mine. You go in your house, I go in mine. That's the way of the world. We work together. Come on now. And when you leave, when you clock out or whatever you do, sign out on your job, and what do we do? You get in your car, you go your way home, and I go my way home. And that's the way of the world. Same thing with churches. I don't want to go to that church. Where is it? Another church right there in your neighborhood. Pick one. Find one. You know, you're going to make no sense. You don't go there now. You're going to be without excuse. A church is about in every block. Every block you go down to, one red light is a church on the corner. Go to another, there's another church. Church signs everywhere. And you tell me you ain't here now? Come on now. You're not committed. Well, they do this. You can't put all the churches in the same boat. Now, everybody ain't doing that and doing all this. Care what they say. See, that's an excuse. But you know what our Lord and Savior did with them excuses? When he said, it is finished. On the cross. You are without excuse now. Now, if you want to say, well, I don't know what to do, well, pray. Say, Lord, lead me to where you will have me to be, not what I want to go, but where you will have me to be. And I guarantee you, God will lead you, and you go in there to listen at the word of God, not looking at what folk got on or what they saying and who ain't doing this or who ain't doing that. And you go in to listen at the word of God. And if they lifting up the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that's where God want you to be. Why? Because he said if he be lifted up from the earth, he will draw all men unto thee. Notice he say all. See? You can't miss it that way. Why? Because he is a praying God. He say, while you yet calling, he will answer. See, while you yet speaking, he will hear. All you got to do is call him. And let me tell you about prayer. Prayer ain't how long. It's how strong. It's not the length, but the strength. And I guarantee you, if you call on the Lord, he will answer prayer. He'll give you just what you need. Praise the Lord. All right. I'm going to give you one more verse, and I'm going to give it to Sister Diane here. Verse number 7. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brook, of water, of fountains and springs that flows out of the valleys and hills. And verse 8, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey. Look at that. See? And we got all that in our land today. Ain't no shortage in our United States of America for nothing. Come on now. I don't care what they say. It's going to be shortage of this. And people running and doing all that. We still got water. We still got bread. We still got meat. We still got, yeah, no shortage. Come on now. God, he supply. Even with the COVID going on, people still eating. Come on now. Ain't nobody, come on now. Now, what's your choice? We still got rich folk. Come on now. And we still got poor folk. But what choice have you made in life? And this is what we're talking about here today. That when you are committed to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you're going to make a way. That's a promise. That's a promise. That's a promise. In the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Let us pray. Oh, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word today of being committed. And, Lord, you said, whosoever will, let them come. And you said, if they come, we will no wise cast you out, cast them out. And we bless you. We give you praise for that. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we honor you and we praise you and we glorify your holy name. Lord, we thank you. Now, Father, anything that we failed to ask you on today, we pray now that you don't fail in giving it. Thank you for your word that being committed, amen, unto thee. And, Lord, keep us in the way, and we shall be kept. Make a way, and a way shall be made. We ask all these and other blessings in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Bishop Porter. Today, a call to commitment. What are you committing to today? And he gave us the list. You know, he gave us what? It was 6. See, the heart, your will, your mind, body, finances, and future. What are you committing to today? You know, talk about the commandments. And you know, the greatest of them all, leave us with 2. And he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. You heard that? Now, in the list that he gave you, tell me you did not see those inside there. And then he said, love your neighbor as yourself. Those are commitments that God wants us to keep. Are we doing that today? Or as I hear Bishop Porter said earlier, me, myself, and I, you know? It's me and me alone. Commit to something today. Hey, Bishop said, if you're committed to God, you're going to be committed to the church. Why? Because we are the church.
Amen.
We are the church. Your neighbor is the church. You know, we are in some serious times right now. Are you being committed to God today? Are you trusting God in what it is that you're doing today? People, wake up. You may say, you may have tuned into this broadcast and it may not be what you wanted to hear. But let me tell you, that word is something for you today to examine yourself and see what it is that you're committed to. Are you committed to God or are you committed to serving the devil today? Because you might say, oh, I'm not serving the devil. Yes, you are. Anything that goes against God,
right,
you're serving the enemy. If you see your neighbor out there in need and you choose not to, same thing the word say. If you know to do good, why not do it? Why not do it? We serve an awesome and powerful God.
Amen.
He is merciful and he is loving. The same things that is in him, say he created us in his image and his likeness, but first we got to commit. And when we commit to God, the work begins. So today, meditate on the word. Meditate on those scriptures. Ask God to enlighten you today. If you did not understand nothing that was being said, ask God. Pray and ask. We have not because we ask not. So trust in God today. Know that we serve a powerful God. Know that we serve a forgiving God. God is not like man. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us also on Facebook. You can click on that link. Just visit Logion International Ministries. You can click on that link. You can share it, whether you want to share it in your messenger, you want to share it, you know, on your page. Share the message today. Too many people are afraid of commitment. Share the word. Share what you know about God today. You might save a life. Someone might be ready to commit suicide today. That's what they are committing to do. But because you're committed to the true and living God, and you're one of his disciples, you are able to speak to that person and speak life into that person. Be committed. Share the word. Be a disciple today. We just thank God for everything that you're doing. You know, just taking the time and just listening to the broadcast. We just thank you. We appreciate you. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. for the Will and Walls Prayer Conference line. That call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. That's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Remember, prayer is universal. We stand together in unity and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, join us on Facebook Live for our Sunday service, or you can also call in that very conference line and listen in. Till then, be blessed and hope to see you on that prayer conference line, tearing the devil kingdom down.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
how the story ends.
When I let go,
and I let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
Yeah.
and my world.